News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And speaking of the big green egg portion of that $9,000 giveaway, it's from Gulf Coast Tools. I was down there yesterday doing the midday show, and after the show wrapped, I was talking to Chris from Gulf Coast Tools, which, by the way, what a cool store that is, and looking at the big green eggs, and he had cooked a couple Boston butts we were eating yesterday, which were fantastic, and he said, yeah, you know, put them on the slow cook on the big green egg overnight, and we were talking about, do you have to get up to check temperature? He said, no, I've got a, there's a device now you can get that has a fan system for the big green egg and an app on your phone.
No way.
So you can set it, say, okay, this is what I want the temperature to be, and when it gets above this, then kick a fan on and do this and that.
Don't even have to leave the bedroom.
Nah, it's awesome.
Wow.
It is awesome. And if you already have Big Green Egg, or Dad already does, huge set of accessories for Big Green Eggs down there. So check them out in Foley, and they've got the selection. That is Gulf Coast Tools. All right, 707 FM Talk 106.5, and it is another nice morning in the 60s, heading for a high in the 80s. We'll get more from Dr. Bill, plus a weekend weather scale coming up at around 735. Also, it is Flag Day. It's June 14th. It's Flag Day. We'll talk about some flag etiquette out there, flag code out there. Plus, President Trump's going to be looking for a new press secretary as Sarah Sanders heads back to Arkansas. We'll talk more about that. And also, what's going on in half a world away, in the Persian Gulf, and why this is a very big deal for us back here stateside. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up this hour right here on Mobile Mornings. Now let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, for now we've got accident-free conditions. No delays as you're traveling across the Bayway from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. It's been a good ride all the way downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead tunnels. No problems. Mobile Police Department say they're clear. It's the ultimate summer recess. June is Teacher Appreciation Month at the Battle House Spa, where teachers kick off the summer with 20% off any 50-minute service or longer. Call for reservations to Battle House Spa at 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service. Proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and warmer with lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
709 FM Talk 106.5 in the Friday edition of Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, we begin in Baldwin County as Fairhope police arrest a man wanted for felony and misdemeanor warrants. An off-duty sheriff's deputy actually spotted Weston Lee Gill walking on Highway 181. Gill is a transient and has been moving around the Bell Forest subdivision, which is also in Baldwin County. He was sleeping in church vans and outbuildings in the area as well. Once taken into custody by Fairhope police, he was then transported to the Sheriff's Correction Center. Gill was out on bond for a church burglary, which happened last April. Here in Mobile, a recent fire reveals a body found inside of an apartment complex, and now Mobile police are investigating. The victim has not yet been identified, but was located on Thursday after firefighters responded to an emergency call around 6:30 a.m. at the Edgewood Villa Apartments. The complex is located near the downtown airport. Fire officials initially found a pot simmering on the stove, and that's when they discovered that body inside one of the bedrooms. A Sims woman now in custody after authorities spotted her in a stolen vehicle. 28-year-old Natalie Pankonen crashed into another vehicle Tuesday morning on Old Pascagoula Road in Tillman's Corner in an attempt to run from officers. They caught her and arrested her after she wrecked that vehicle. According to police, there was also a child inside of the car as well. The child suffered only minor injuries. At this hour, police have not released details on the relationship between the child and the driver. The 28-year-old has been charged with receiving stolen property and attempting to elude police. The driver of the other vehicle was not injured. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 712 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check back in with Kane for the traffic report shortly. Dalton's got sports on the way. And in international news, what's going on here in the Middle East should have all attention here stateside looking there as the saber rattling has been, it's now gone to more acts of violence there. Iranians are behind this as a whole bunch of people from Pompeo to the president to others within the CIA. Here's more on that story from Reed Binion from Westwood One.
The international community condemns Iran's assault on the freedom of navigation and the targeting of innocent civilians.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pointing the finger directly at Iran for Thursday's attack on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Pompeo's comments coming just hours before the U.S. military released video that it says shows Iranian sailors removing an unexploded mine from one of the targeted ships. One official said the video was recorded by a U.S. military aircraft flying overhead. The tankers, one carrying oil and another carrying chemicals, were struck as they sailed along a key oil shipping lane.
Iran promised the world that it would interrupt the flow of oil through the Strait of Hormuz. It is now working to execute on that promise.
Saudi Arabia's Minister of State for Foreign Affairs concurring with Pompeo's assessment.
We agree with him. Iran has a history of doing this. We've seen them attack four tankers recently.
U.S. defense officials believe Iran removed the unexploded mine in an attempt to cover up their role in the attacks. The brazen removal took place 4 hours after a U.S. destroyer and aircraft arrived in the area. For its part, Iran denied having any involvement in the attacks. I'm Reed Binion.
All right, 714 FM Talk 106.5, and we will keep our eyes on that story as well. I'll check in with News 5 next. This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at ProfessionalCollision.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will sign a bill this morning banning sanctuary cities in the state. The proposal was one of those controversial issues of the 2019 legislative session and a top priority of the governor. The bill signing will happen at 10 this morning in Shalimar. An investigation is underway in Niceville after the body of a toddler was found inside a home on Georgia Avenue. The family was visiting from Ohio. Niceville police are calling this a tragic accident. Police are looking for the mother of a woman accused of kidnapping a baby. Police say Tara Lee helped her daughter take advantage of a mentally challenged woman and then kidnap her baby. Lee's daughter was arrested this week in Georgia. A man wanted for a series of crimes in Escambia and Conecuh counties is in custody after a five-hour standoff near the Covington-Conecuh County line. John Cobb had been on the run since Tuesday. He's accused of stealing a truck from Conecuh County, then breaking into homes and taking a shotgun in Escambia County, Florida. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the tools Dad needs to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of off-brand and name-brand tools, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig, Gulf Coast Tools has invested in helping you find the perfect gift for Father's Day. Whether he's a do-it-yourselfer or has a favorite hobby, locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools has what he wants. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Visit us at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Talking about Buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscapes about poolscapes. What is a poolscape?
Essentially, the landscaping around a pool. Not just plants or trees, shrubs, flowers. It really is the hardscape around it. Pavers, patios, walkways. If you need a wall around a poolscape, it really does help. Really, it's hot this time of year, so we're putting in lots of shade structures like pergolas or sail shades. Not just palm trees to add shade, but, you know, physical structures. And then we do come in after that and add trees and shrubs and grass and flowers to soften all of that up and make it fit into the rest of the landscape.
But y'all are bringing in the physical structures as well, like the shade sails and in the pergola.
It's a really important aspect of the work that we do, and we try to think of everything from the architecture of the house and what's going on, how you're going to use the space. It's just an important part of the program that we implement.
All right, we're going to make our pool literally and figuratively cooler. How do we get in touch with you?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com, any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can give us a call, 251-626-3309.
A new champion in the NBA, Justin Rose, leads after round one of the U.S. Open, and the Atlanta Braves complete a sweep against the Pittsburgh Pirates. 716 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. The Larry O'Brien Trophy is headed north. Toronto beat Golden State 114-110 last night for the first title in Raptors team history.
There's a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada. We the North are now we the champions, the Raptors, the 2019 NBA champs.
It was a team effort for Toronto, with five players scoring in the double digits. Raptors point guard Kyle Lowry scored the team's first 11 points of the game and finished tied with Pascal Siakam for the team lead with 26 points. Kawhi Leonard scored 22 and was named the NBA Finals MVP for the second time in his career. He spoke after the game.
You know, this is what I play basketball for. This is what I work out for all summer during the season. And I'm happy that my hard work paid off.
Leonard averaged 28.5 points per game on 43% shooting in the finals and became the first player since Larry Bird back in 1984 to lead the league in points, rebounds, and steals throughout his team's playoff run. The end of the Warriors' championship run after winning the title the last two seasons came in their final game at Oracle Arena. They're moving to San Francisco beginning next season after 47 years in Oakland. Some will attempt to put an asterisk on the Raptors' title because of the amount of injuries that the Warriors encountered during their playoff run. Golden State was already down two-time reigning NBA Finals MVP Kevin Durant, who had surgery on Wednesday for a ruptured right Achilles tendon. Then Klay Thompson went down last night in the third quarter with a torn ACL. He still managed to lead the team with 30 points on the night. Steph Curry had a tough go last night, scoring only 21 points. He went 3-for-11 from three-point range. Now the Larry O'Brien Trophy is headed to Canada for the first time ever, and both teams have some decisions to make this summer in free agency. The Warriors could potentially lose Durant, Thompson, and DeMarcus Cousins, while the Raptors will try to convince Kawhi Leonard to re-sign with them once free agency opens. Odds for the 2020 season were already released after last night's game. The Warriors are again favored to win a championship, followed by the LA Lakers, Milwaukee Bucks, LA Clippers, Boston Celtics, and the Raptors. In golf, Justin Rose leads after round one of the U.S. Open in Pebble Beach. Rose birdied his final three holes to finish with a 6-under 65.
Can't help but look around over your shoulder and think, damn, this is Pebble Beach. You know, you just shot 65 and you're leading the U.S. Open. It's cool. It's a cool moment. Even, you know, whatever happened transpires for the rest of the week, it was a cool moment.
Rose's score of 65 tied Tiger Woods for the lowest opening round at Pebble Beach in a U.S. Open. Ricky Fowler, Xander Schauffele, Louis Oosthuizen, and Aaron Wise sit one shot behind Rose at 5-under. Tiger Woods, five shots behind Rose at 1-under par. He had to grind yesterday, shooting 1-under on the front nine despite a double bogey on the fifth hole and shooting an even par on the back nine. Round two of the U.S. Open begins this morning. The NCAA Baseball College World Series cranks up this weekend with eight teams competing to win the title. The double elimination tournaments begin tomorrow in Omaha, Nebraska. At 1 o'clock, number 8 seed Texas Tech will face unranked Michigan. Then at 6 o'clock tomorrow, number 5 Arkansas will play Florida State. On Sunday, the other side of the bracket, number 2 seed Vanderbilt will take on number 7 Louisville at 1 p.m. Then the Auburn Tigers will look to keep their magical postseason run going when they face number 6 Mississippi State on Sunday at 6:30. In the major leagues yesterday, the Atlanta Braves completed a sweep over the Pittsburgh Pirates with a 6-5 day game win. The Braves scored 5 runs in the 5th inning and have now won 7 games in a row. The string of wins has the Braves leading the NL East by a game and a half over Philadelphia. In other games, the LA Dodgers beat the Chicago Cubs 7-3. Clayton Kershaw struck out 8 in 6 innings and improved his record to 6-1 this season. Arizona shut out Washington 5-0. Charlie Blackmon hit 2 home runs, and the Colorado Rockies beat San Diego 9-6. In the American League, the Chicago White Sox beat the New York Yankees 5-4. Toronto crushed Baltimore 12-3. Boston rallied from a 5-run deficit to defeat beat Texas 7-6. Minnesota beat Seattle 10-5. Kansas City got the win over Detroit 7-3. And the LA Angels beat Tampa Bay 5-3. LA's Shohei Ohtani became the first Japanese-born player to hit for the cycle in a game. 7:21 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association, the top women's professional softball league in the USA, and it's located right here in our very own backyard. The 2019 ASBA season begins tonight with a doubleheader at Pat Hicks Softball Field in Satsuma. The first game begins at 5 o'clock between the E1 Pro Ballers and the field, followed by Team Mobile USA taking on the Performance Lab. Tickets are $10 at the gate, while kids that are 12 and under get in free if they're wearing a team jersey. Find out more about tickets and check out the schedule at asbasoftball.com.
721 FM Talk 106.5, and with Father's Day coming up on Sunday, the best gift ever for Father's Day. New story out that says dad bods are the new six-pack abs.
I like hearing that.
All right, good. We'll give you details coming up because it's hard-hitting news.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and warmer with lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Come inside and welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Hey, Ron. It's been a while.
Nice to see you, Dave. You must have been well behaved. What's up?
I have a problem, Ron. I can't pass up a good bargain.
Nothing wrong with that?
It's when everything's a good deal. You know, like 10 yogurts for 10 bucks and 5 sour creams for 5 bucks, a dollar bag of chips, so I had to buy at least 10. And don't get me started on the meat buys. All I can say is I bought enough to last all summer, and now the missus won't let me go grocery shopping anymore.
That's kind of clever, Dave. I may have to do that. See if I can get out of grocery shopping.
Then I saw the As Seen on TV aisle. So I bought her a facial hair remover with an 18-karat gold tip. In front of her book club, I said, now she can stop bleaching her mustache. How could I guess that would make her mad? I thought girls shared all that kind of stuff. Oh, it gets worse. I received a coupon book in the mail, and I just left the hardware store.
Holy cow. Look how low your truck is hanging out there. Looks like your tires are gonna pop.
I'm gonna need something really, really shiny, Ron.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Free. Everybody loves free, right? I mean, whoever said no to receiving a free gift? Like maybe one person ever? Well, if you love free gifts, now's a great time to make the switch to Century Bank. You could earn free gifts all year round. Visit your neighbors at Century Bank today to learn more. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, bank rules and regulations apply. Free gift is provided at account opening.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue as we're starting to build traffic along Airport, also Spring Hill and Moffitt and 65, but no problems. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Ford, a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway and through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. For a free estimate, see them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
All right, 724 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And Dr. Bill will take at least one more victory lap with these temperatures when he joins us in just about 10 minutes. Right now, let's check in with our buddy Larry Kirby at LCM. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Ben, I'm great. And a great week of beautiful weather. I mean, almost drop top weather here in June.
Absolutely, and we traded in a drop top last night, Mustang GT convertible, which we'll get all serviced and ready to sell today.
That's, I mean, you're constant. That's one thing we tell people: to go to the Facebook page, go to the website, come out and see you on the lot, the new expanded lot, because the inventory is changing every day. Y'all are adding new stuff.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, we got something everybody's been looking for. We traded in a 2011 F-350 crew cab Lariat, fully loaded diesel, four wheel drive. So. And it'll be well under $30,000. So that's what everybody seems to be looking for.
Absolutely. And you know what we're looking for before we're looking for it, because I'm not going to age you here, but you've been doing this more than a couple weeks here in this market.
Absolutely. And like I said, we get most of our information from our customers. Somebody comes in, wants something, we don't have it, we make a note of it and see if we can't keep something on stock in the future.
All right. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West in Theodore, online at lcmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry, check it in from LCM 725. Let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The state of Alabama is making groundbreaking moves in the world of technology as we now have one of the first state commissions formed to study the policy implications of artificial intelligence technology. Governor Kay Ivey approved the move, and now the Alabama Commission on Artificial Intelligence and Associated Technologies will make policy recommendations which will advance artificial technology in our state. So that's when computer systems are able to perform certain tasks which mimic human cognition, like speech recognition, translation, and decision making. The 18-member commission will have 10 members, which are appointed by the governor. The commission is expected to release a report on its findings and recommendations by May 2020. Now get this, a Bloomberg Index this year ranked the state as 46th of the 50 states when it comes to tech innovation. However, a Cyber State study found that Alabama increased the number of job postings related to AI and other technologies by 57% just last year. This morning, police want to question a man wanted for sexual assault, but they need your help to identify him. Authorities say that attack happened last Saturday after two women left the Saddle Up Saloon in downtown Mobile close to 2 a.m. Officers say the women accepted a ride from a man that they did not know and that they were then taken to the Trinity Gardens area. One of the women says that she was sexually assaulted by that man. At this hour, police are asking if you have information on the vehicle in which they left in, that you give them a call. The vehicle is believed to be a 2007 to 2011 either gray or silver Nissan Altima. If you have information, call police at 251-208-7211. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. On the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and the weekend weather scale. We'll get to that in just a second. Plus, Dalton, you pointed out today, President Trump's birthday.
Yeah, 73 years old today. He was born on, what's today, June the 14th.
Yeah, Flag Day.
1946. Unfortunately, on Twitter, it looks like they're trying to troll the president on his birthday. They've made today John McCain Day on Twitter. So they're trying to get a holiday started.
As declared by Twitter?
As declared by the executive producer of The Ellen Show.
Oh, there you go.
So it's taken a life of its own this
watch
morning.
Watch me yawn.
Same here.
What it is today officially, of course, is Flag Day. It's President's birthday, but it's also Flag Day. And have had some fun on the text line because people know I'm a nerd about flag code, about people not wearing the flag as a costume or clothing. You mm-hmm. can't have a flag patch on you, but there are a few rules there. Like you said, no letting the flag touch the ground.
Right.
So something that I think I don't see any violations of, I haven't seen them recently, of making sure the American flag flies highest.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Some of the rules around that. So, yeah, people seem to be adhering, at least right now, to flag code. Although you'll hit the beach this weekend and there'll be multiple flag code violations, bikinis, tank tops, all those kind of things. But, all right, be right back. Check in with News 5 right now.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The search for a missing diver in Chickasaw will resume this morning. We have learned from police that the man who has not been publicly identified was using homemade diving equipment when he disappeared in Chickasaw Creek Wednesday afternoon. The diver and his girlfriend went out on a boat so he could test the diving gear. Family and friends of a man shot and killed in his driveway will gather tonight for a candlelight vigil. The vigil is at 7 o'clock. It will be held at Samuel Wilson III's home on Spring Grove West in West Mobile. Police say Wilson was shot and killed while trying to stop three men from breaking into his wife's car in his driveway. The Pensacola City Council voted yes on a land swap that will make way for more soccer fields in the city. This means the YMCA on Langley Avenue will move to the south end of Airport Boulevard at the Vickery Center, and the current YMCA will be torn down to make room for soccer fields to be built at Optimus Park. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Hey, Pop, what are you doing?
Oh, just looking at my hands. These hands have held the most beautiful woman I ever met, your mom. These hands have held two little girls and three little boys, all grown now. You were one of them. I guess it's time these hands put away your mom's wedding ring and all those cards and pictures she loved so much.
Yeah, Dad, I know. Come on, let's go to that safe store. You know the one. Right off I-65 in Moffitt.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. It's time.
President Trump appearing on TV's Fox and Friends walks back controversial comments about accepting dirt from a foreign entity.
Of course you have to look at it, because if you don't look at it, you're not going to know if it's bad. How are you going to know if it's bad? But of course you give it to the FBI or report it to the Attorney General or somebody like that.
Democrats running for president like Joe Biden are speaking out. Biden released an ad on the topic.
Donald Trump doesn't think it matters if candidates for presidency accept damaging information on other opponents from foreign governments. I believe he's dead wrong. In February, working with our close Democratic allies in Europe, I helped develop a pledge that we encourage candidates running for office to take, promising they would use no disinformation in their campaigns or tolerate outside interference.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has called for closer cooperation between Tehran and Moscow amid rising regional tensions. I'm John Trout.
I'm Ross and Kay with Your Money Now. Oil prices are lower after the International Energy Agency reduced its forecast for global oil demand for the second month in a row to 1.2 million barrels a day this year from 1.3 million barrels. Oil prices had rebounded from five-month lows on news of the tanker attacks in the Gulf of Oman. Shares of ExxonMobil, Chevron, and ConocoPhillips all ended the day higher. Gig economy service Fiverr has gone public, and it was wildly popular. Shares surged 90% from the $21 initial offer price and jumped another 5% in after-hours trading. The Israeli company connects freelancers with customers for as little as $5. Online pet supply retailer Chewy is set to start trading on the New York Stock Exchange today. They sold 5 million more shares than they expected in the IPO. Stocks ended higher overall yesterday. The Dow rose 101 points, S&P added 44, and the Nasdaq finished 12 points higher. Futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlic. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlic tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlic.
Garlic, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
It's been a couple good mornings in the 60s and even upper 50s in some of the listening area.
Yeah, it really is pleasant this morning. Looks like about 65 was the low at the airport. And we've got another dry day today, but over the next few days, we're going to see the humidity come back, and it'll be noticeable tomorrow and really noticeable we get into Sunday. But look for plenty of sunshine today. We'll get up around 90 degrees this afternoon. That's exactly what we reached yesterday. Tonight, don't expect those 60s tonight. Looks like it'll stay in the 70s, about 72 to 73 degrees tomorrow morning. And then for the weekend, Saturday will be the best day. Mostly sunny, slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. And the high tomorrow will be near 90 degrees. Sunday, Partly cloudy skies, a better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, and the high on Sunday around 91 to 92 degrees, and it'll feel warmer than that because it will be more humid. And the humidity, well, be with us next week, and as we look at Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the first part of the week, a good chance for afternoon thunderstorms, and actually we'll call it showers and thunderstorms, and the high temperatures will be in the upper 80s. As we get into early next week, we'll see a series of upper air disturbances that's really going to help set off the thunderstorm activity, mainly in the afternoon and into the evening hours.
All right, Dr. Bill, in the tropics, you watching anything there?
No, it's really looking good. Here we are moving toward the middle of the month of June, and we are, well, only a few clouds across the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. And we've been watching some clouds well out in the Atlantic, but there's nothing organized at this time.
All right, Ted, I want to take a look at the marine forecast as well. We're in the third weekend of snapper season, and also the 17th annual Mystic Striper Society Fishing Rodeo tomorrow. And people getting out, taking maybe themselves and dad out for a little fishing. So what's the marine forecast look like?
Yeah, well, the coastal waters look really good. For tomorrow, a southeast wind at 8 to 13 knots and seas around 2 feet. And then on Sunday, we'll start out in the morning with a south wind at 3 to 8 knots, and it'll pick up a little bit in the afternoon from the southeast at 8 to 13 knots. And on Sunday, seas just 1 to 2 feet, so that looks real good.
All right, Dr. Bill. So with all that being said and the big weekend ahead, it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, the humidity, as I mentioned, will be coming back. Saturday looks like the best day, and a fairly decent chance for some thunderstorm activity on Sunday. Putting that all together, I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
7930.
It's not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah, it looks really good. As mentioned, Saturday will be the best day, just that slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with forecasts, Eye on the Tropics, and weekly weather scale. You get it for each weekend on Friday at about 7:35. So put that on your to-do list to listen each week. All right, we'll check in with Kane for traffic coming up next.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things aren't picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Moffitt and East I-65 Service Road North, they've got an accident without injuries. Also, state troopers on the scene of a hit and run off of Bellingrath Road and Highway 188. No injuries involved there. It's a good ride across the Bayway so far for the Eastern Shore. George Wallace, Bankhead Tunnels, no major backups. Tomorrow night at Deep South Speedway in Loxley, I-10, exit 44, and 4 miles north on the left, you'll see the 602 late model Sportsman Sling in the dirt with all the local classes. Gates open at 5, racing at 7. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Morning. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. And by the way, I always talk about that text line, that phone line, the contact. One of the ways to, what, like 6-7 different ways to contact the station, but one of them is that phone line, text line at 343-0106, 343-0106. Why don't you go ahead and dial that now, because I got a pair of tickets for the 17th annual Mystic Striper Society Fishing Rodeo tomorrow, headquartered out of Dolphin Island Marina. I'm not sure if it's a great fishing tournament that has a great party breakout or a great party that has a great fishing tournament breakout, but the Stripers have been doing both of them quite well for 17 years, and tomorrow no exception. Tickets available online. You go to their Facebook page or look for Mystic Striper Society Fishing Rodeo. Just Google that and get more information. Get your tickets, because we start fishing tomorrow morning at 6. Way Station closes at 5. And caller number 6 right now at 343-0106. We got your tickets. 343-0106. Got your pair of tickets to fish tomorrow, so good luck. Now Kelly has her headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We're talking business this morning as the Golden Shovel Award has been announced and awarded to the state of Alabama thanks to a record year for economic development. The business publication Area Development is once again recognizing the state's overall economic development activities. Last year, the state saw announced projects and expansions totaling $8.7 billion in new investment, which created a projected 17,026 jobs. Another big win: Alabama getting the $1.6 billion Mazda Toyota Auto Assembly Plant in Huntsville, creating an anticipated 4,000 jobs. Now, the state has either won a gold or silver shovel award since 2006. The state claimed another gold in 2012 and silver awards in the other years. Governor Ivey says, quote, "This gold shovel award is a testament to our workers and to the pro-business environment that makes Alabama such an attractive location for investment." And Commerce Secretary Greg Canfield says, quote, "Winning the gold shovel award demonstrates that our team is executing on its plan and delivering results that make a difference for the state." The name Casey Calloway, we know her as our Mobile Bay Keeper. This morning, we can also call her our Water Keeper Warrior. She's one of 20 activists who represent the impact one person can make on an issue that affects us all in an effort to protect natural water resources. She is being applauded this morning for her efforts, and her selection to this elite club means that her story will be narrated by actor Alec Baldwin and could land her and the city worldwide acclaim. On Thursday, the Water Keeper Alliance and travel website Culture Trip, they unveiled their Waterkeeper Warriors, which they describe as a global clean water awareness project. It spotlights 20 honorees. 9 are based here in the U.S., the others from around the globe. Each warrior will participate in a photo shoot showing them in their local environment, narrated by a specific celebrity. So you can go to waterkeeper.org/warriors to see pictures and check out the Culture Trip's social media channels. According to information released, Calloway, quote, is being recognized for her 20-plus year fight to save Mobile Bay, with her story centering on her citizen action and legal work surrounding the Deepwater Horizon disaster. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Jam the torpedoes in full speed ahead to Father's Day. And what rhymes with Father's Day? Fishing, family, and fun. The 17th annual Mystic Stripers Fishing Rodeo is Saturday, June 15th at Dolphin Island Marina. FM Talk 106.5 supports us. You can too. Go to MSSRodeo.com now. With 16 different inshore and offshore categories, there are prizes for all. Cash jackpots for red snapper and speckled trout. Don't fish? We got you covered. We give away thousands of dollars in door prizes, from pelican coolers to our Mystic Anglers cash drawings. And one lucky person will win a personal watercraft, jet ski lift, compliments of Gary Lewis with Hurricane Marine Products. Tickets are only $25. Kids tickets, 12 and under, $10. The Stripers will proudly donate 25% of the red snapper and speckled trout jackpots, plus matching funds from the Stripers St. Jude's Children's Hospital. More details and ticket outlets to buy your tickets, visit MSSRodeo.com or find them on Facebook and Twitter at MSS Rodeo.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will sign a bill this morning banning sanctuary cities in the state. The proposal was one of those controversial issues of the 2019 legislative session, and a top priority of the governor. The bill signing will happen at 10 this morning in Shalimar. An investigation is underway in Niceville after the body of a toddler was found inside a home on Georgia Avenue. The family was visiting from Ohio. Niceville police are calling this a tragic accident. Mobile police are looking for the mother of a woman accused of kidnapping a baby. Police say Tara Lee helped her daughter take advantage of a mentally challenged woman and then kidnap her baby. Lee's daughter was arrested this week in Georgia. A man wanted for a series of crimes in Escambia and Conecuh counties is in custody after a five-hour standoff near the Covington-Conecuh County line. John Cobb had been on the run since Tuesday. He's accused of stealing a truck from Conecuh County, then breaking into homes and taking a shotgun in Escambia County, Florida. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Congratulations, Jody from West Mobile, picking up a pair of tickets to see the to check out the Mystic Stripers Fishing Rodeo coming up this weekend.
Better be ready, Jody.
Better be
ready. Bringing the heat tomorrow.
Catch some fish. There's going to be a lot of people out on the water, but Jody will be one of those people. So congratulations to her for winning those tickets. We have a new champion in the NBA. Justin Rose also leads after round one of the U.S. Open, and the Atlanta Braves complete a sweep against the Pittsburgh Pirates. 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Larry O'Brien Trophy is headed north. Toronto beat Golden State 114-110 last night for the first title in Raptors team history.
There's a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada. We the North are now we the champions, the Raptors, the 2019 NBA champs.
It was a team effort for Toronto with five players scoring in the double digits. Raptors point guard Kyle Lowry scored the team's first 11 points of the game and finished tied with Pascal Siakam for the team lead with 26 points. Kawhi Leonard scored 22 and was named the NBA Finals MVP for the second time in his career. He spoke after the game.
You know, this is what I play basketball for. This is what I work out for all summer during the season. And I'm happy that my hard work paid off.
Leonard averaged 28.5 points per game on 43% shooting in the finals and became the first player since Larry Bird back in 1984 to lead the league in points, rebounds, and steals throughout his team's playoff run. The end of the Warriors' championship run, after winning the title the last two seasons, came in their final game at Oracle Arena. They're moving to San Francisco beginning next season after 47 years in Oakland. Some will attempt to put an asterisk on the Raptors' title because of the amount of injuries that the Warriors encountered during their playoff run. Golden State was already down two-time reigning NBA Finals MVP Kevin Durant, who had surgery on Wednesday for a ruptured right Achilles tendon. Then Klay Thompson went down last night in the third quarter with a torn ACL. He still managed to lead the team with 30 points on the night. Steph Curry had a tough go last night, scoring only 21 points. He went 3 for 11 from three-point range. Now the Larry O'Brien Trophy is headed to Canada for the first time ever, and both of these teams have some decisions to make this summer in free agency. The Warriors could potentially lose Durant, Thompson, and DeMarcus Cousins, while the Raptors will try to convince Kawhi Leonard to re-sign with them in free agency. Odds for the 2020 season were already released after last night's game. The Warriors are again favored to win the championship, followed by the LA Lakers, Milwaukee Bucks, the LA Clippers, Boston Celtics, and then the Toronto Raptors. In golf, Justin Rose leads after round one of the U.S. Open in Pebble Beach. Rose birdied his final three holes to shoot a 6-under 65.
can't help but look around over your shoulder and think, damn, this is Pebble Beach. You know, you just shot 65 and you're leading the US Open. It's cool. It's a cool moment. Even, you know, whatever happens, transpires for the rest of the week, it was a cool moment.
Rose's score of 65 tied Tiger Woods for the lowest opening round at Pebble Beach in a US Open. Ricky Fowler, Xander Schauffele, Louis Oosthuizen, and Aaron Wise sit one shot behind Rose at 5-under par. Woods, meanwhile, five shots behind Rose at 1-under par. Tiger had to grind yesterday, shooting 1-under on the front nine despite a double bogey on the fifth hole, and then he shot even par on the back nine. Round two begins this morning. In the major leagues yesterday, the Atlanta Braves completed a sweep over the Pittsburgh Pirates with a 6-5 day game win. The Braves scored five runs in the fifth inning and have now won seven games in a row. The string of wins has the Braves leading the NL East by a game and a half over Philadelphia. 7:51 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's not a bad start. We do have a couple accidents, clearing one at Moffitt in the East I-65 Service Road, also Bellingrath Road and 188. That's a hit and run. They've already got off to the side of the road. State troopers are working. And if you're traveling across the Bayway, so far no delays. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years experience, Bay City Collision has a highly trained staff. See them on Facebook and call 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and warmer with lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
7:53, FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Great news for the city of Mobile as we are being recognized alongside Birmingham as two of the top American cities of the future. The 2019-2020 ranking are courtesy of FDI Magazine. It's a news and foreign direct investment publication based out of London. Mobile was ranked number 5 in the top 25 American cities of the future for foreign direct investment strategy. The magazine says that Mobile, quote, is home to several high growth sectors, including a thriving aerospace cluster. And Mobile Area Chamber attends a variety of global air shows to promote the region alongside Team Mobile, a group of local economic development partners. Mobile is also known for its extensive transportation infrastructure, including a deep water port, two major interstate connectors, five Class 1 railroads, and two Federal Aviation Administration certified airports. Birmingham ranked number 9 in mid-sized American cities of the future overall and in human capital and lifestyle, number 10 in connectivity, and number 4 in business friendliness. Other mid-sized American cities ranked in the top 10 overall were Raleigh, North Carolina, Salt Lake City, Utah, and Richmond, Virginia. Cities in both North and South America were included in the rankings. A traffic alert for you beginning next week as a drainage problem on a road many of us use for our morning or maybe evening commute will be closed for a few weeks for repairs. Beginning next Monday, June the 17th, Cottage Hill Road will be closed just east of Japonica Lane. Detour signs will be up in place to help you get around that area. Be sure to give yourself extra time as you will now use Demetropolis Road, Government Boulevard, and Azalea Road to make it to your morning and evening destination. City expects the work to take 3 to 4 weeks to complete. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 7:55 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. It's when we check in with our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering and find out what's cooking. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Happy Papa's Day to you, man.
That's right. And you've got something that Dad's going to love. You've got steak for Father's Day. I'm in.
I mean, what else do you feed Daddy, huh? You got to cook a steak.
That's right. That's right. Dad likes, yes, grilled steak. Although, you know, Dad might end up having to grill the steak himself, but go ahead.
Well, you know, when everybody come and gather around Daddy at the grill, all right?
Okay,
you
very
know
good.
I mean? Everybody bring their own fork.
So walk us through how to do this. Grilled marinated steak with mushrooms and blue cheese.
Yeah, well, you know, the key a lot of times is just the marinade. You know, I always take me a little extra virgin olive oil and a little balsamic vinegar and a little soy sauce. And I mince me up a whole bunch of garlic, and I throw a little salt and pepper and stuff in it, you know. And then I marinate the steaks in it. I put them in a big pan, you know, pour this liquid all over it or whatever. And I let it marinate an hour or so, whatever I got, however much time I got. I go fire up the grill and get it all ready. I like it really, really hot, too. You know, like a 600-degree grill at least. And that way, and I always spray some Pam on my grill grates, you know, after they get really hot so my steak don't stick or fish, whatever you're cooking. And then in the meantime, while I go and throw them babies on the grill, because it don't take long, I get me some really fine mushrooms, and I slice them up pretty good. And I get a little blue cheese, and I throw a little butter down in the skillet. I saute the mushrooms. You know, if you like a little onion, you throw the onion in first and then the mushroom, you know. And then I hit it with the blue cheese and let it all melt, makes a little cream. And then when those steaks come off the grill, I just pour that little mushroom and butter and blue cheese sauce right over the top. And, man, you know, if you can spring for a little crab meat, put a little crab meat right on top of that steak, it's really, really good.
Oh, man, that sounds great. Even better is having you cater our Father's Day or other events. How do people get in touch with Naaman's Catering?
Oh, no, man. I ain't coming out cooking for you on Father's Day.
You're a big daddy. You got yes, you got it. You're the big daddy. So, but any other time of the year, how do we get that done?
Hey, man, you just call me 473-3900. Look me up on the web at NaamansCatering.com. And like me on Facebook, too. I like that. I like that kind of stuff. See? But now, if you really need me to come over there and cook for you on Father's Day, I'm bringing the family, okay?
That's fine. Our kids will play. You know that. So, yeah, we can work that out. All right. Well, that's a pretty good setup. And also, I mean, just a sneak preview. Will we doing anything for Independence Day holidays coming up where we can get items to take with us if we're lucky enough to go to the beach?
Yeah. Now, I was going to tell you, I'm happy to smoke you some butts or smoke you some ribs. All you got to do, I'll wrap them up in the foil and everything. All you got to do is heat them up in the oven. I can make you the baked beans and potato salad and macaroni and cheese and whatever you like. I can do all of that for you to make your 4th of July festivities really fun, really easy. And, you know, we make, you bake, that kind of stuff. We got a lot of little things going on in the corporate offices. I mean, where we do breakfast and lunches, of course, but some of them, we're going out, we're grilling steaks, and we're frying fish and having little fish at the offices. So the corporate's been springing for some employee appreciation stuff. So if I could help you in your office for a little pump me up, appreciate the employee kind of thing, hey, call me, 473-3900. 3,900.
That's Alec Naiman and What's Cooking. We do it every Friday, even on the Friday before Father's Day. It's a good thing. All right, we'll be right back. Hour number three of Mobile Mornings. And one of the events coming up today and tomorrow down at the Convention Center, coming home after all these years, the World Turkey Calling Championship.